Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for Clear to Play, where we take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya, on Willard and Dibbs yet again. Hey, Doc.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Who doesn't play basketball tonight?
Too soon.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, there's a lot.
Sorry. Sorry about that. You know who doesn't pitch tonight? Alex Cobb. Not anytime soon either. Everything in the offseason said trending in a better than expected form, and he's going to be back. And then he felt a little something, and now he's on the 60-day DL. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things, I think what kind of set this all off was that he was having some hip flexor tightness. I think that was the initial report. And it's very common after hip surgery that can happen. The hip flexor really helps to stabilize the hip. And if you have a little weakness, that can happen. It sounds like with that hip flexor tightness, then suddenly came shoulder and elbow issues as well, too. You know, your hip flexor's off. You start kind of changing your mechanics a little bit. So it sounds like they're being more cautious. I think anytime you have an older pitcher, you start getting that kind of soreness, you know, a little bit of kind of change in your mechanics can lead that to kind of come on. So I think it's a safe thing. They're trying to make sure that he's not going to get a bigger injury. Now it seems like he'll just be back at the time that everyone expected him to be back, which was kind of in May. So obviously there was a little bit of hope for an early return, but I think it's better to be safe, particularly with an older pitcher who could be integral to your rotation later on in the year.
It's a good breakdown, and good news for Keaton Wynn, our guest from earlier. Looks like he's going to get some more starts before he might get squeezed out. Well, all the talk around the playoffs in the NBA, Doc, is all these injuries, including Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is doubtful for game two with that calf injury. How concerned should Bucks fans be about the Greek Freak?
I think they should be pretty concerned. I mean, I think as we saw with Durant a couple of years ago, like anytime you have a calf and kind of an explosive player, you do worry, is there going to be potentially be an Achilles injury or something that's a little bit more serious? And particularly the way he plays, it's very explosive. He's a big guy, a lot of force across that calf muscle. So the fact that already it sounds like he's going to be out for game two. He hasn't really been seen doing much explosive activity. I think you're obviously concerned, and really then the decision comes down to, do the Bucks feel if they are a viable contender, and is it worth them taking the risk of him playing with a potentially compromised calf? And what does that mean potentially for a more longer-term injury? So I think it's going to be some tough decisions for the Bucks. Hopefully the outcome of the game may impact how quickly he comes back. But anytime a player that big has a calf injury, you worry about it spreading down to the Achilles and becoming something more major.
Doc, the most recent stuff everyone's talking about with Joel Embiid is his eye. But I don't know if his knee is all the way back. What do you see when you watch him play?
I definitely see some issues with the knee. I mean, you see him kind of starting pretty well, and then he'll have an awkward landing or tries to do an alley-oop off the backboard. He'll land, you know, kind of awkwardly in that knee. I think it really does show that when people have a meniscus injury and they get, quote-unquote, the meniscus shaving, obviously the degree or amount of meniscus it's taken out and also your size really impacts how you play. So, yes, you can be back playing 4 to 6 weeks later to be out in the court. But there's a tremendous amount of force across that knee. So someone that big constantly pounding on the knee's going to get irritated, even though there may not be a structural issue going on. So even though you're quote-unquote cleared, it could be hard to kind of produce for quarter three, quarter four. So obviously I'm concerned. He looks like he's banged up. He's clearly amazing, the fact that he can still produce points. But you do worry this game goes game five, game six, game seven. Is he going to be able to hold off? And then what does it mean for the next round if they make it? Although the Knicks look pretty good right now.
Yeah, just a gutsy performance last night and a thriller of a playoff game. Looks like Kawhi probably not going to play. He's listed as questionable with right knee inflammation. And you know, Doc, it's an inflammation sensation for Kawhi Leonard. Thank you. I'll pay the dollar. How serious is this that Kawhi Leonard continues to be unavailable for the Clips?
You know, I think it's really a reflection of all the issues we've had with that knee. Obviously, he had the ACL surgery on that, then he had the meniscus injury on that. So anytime you're getting inflammation in the context of having multiple prior injuries and you're older, you worry about, is this something that's going to continue to flare up? Is there some degree of degeneration in the knee? So absolutely, it's a concern. Is he going to have a good three games and then it's going to get irritated again? And I think we're so conditioned to think you get an ACL surgery, you should be absolutely back. It's still a devastating injury. It causes cartilage damage. And as you get older, this is what happens coming off this surgery. So obviously a point of concern, and Kawhi's kind of had this off and on kind of roller coaster with his knees over the years. And I think this is a reflection of how bad his knee actually is and kind of what does it mean for him long-term.
Crazy, Doc. Crazy that you joined us a week when the Warriors are fully healthy.
No one on the injury report. Everyone's ready to go. Everyone's ready to go.
There you go. Don't get that often, but here we are. Doc, thank you as always.
No problem. Take care, guys.
All right, there he is. Doc Pandy, and the proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health. I worry about that, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.